And now we pick up from where we left off with Matt Campbell's Look at Linux.
Current system not installed. Install was new package. Standard.
Okay. Since it's not very obvious what this package is, let's go down to the bottom half and read the summary.
Current system, additional terminal type definitions. Blank. This package contains all of the terminal definitions not found in the...
And you could keep on reading the description if you want to know what this package is. If you use the I key at this point, you can switch to a display of the same package information that we displayed with dpkg last week. So I'll do that now. More precisely, it'll display... If the package is installed, it'll display full information, including the description, the dependencies, the maintainer, and so on. If the package is not installed, then it will simply show you the package name, priority, section, and status.
Package, curses terms, priority, standard.
Let's back up a bit with the 7 key on the keypad.
Status, unknown, okay, not installed. Package, curses terms.
Okay, as it said, on the status line, the package is not installed. Now, if we press I again, then it will take us to information for the version of the package that is currently available in the distribution that you're running. This will give you full information, including the description, the dependencies, and the maintainer, as well as the amount of space that it will take up on your system, regardless of whether the package is installed.
Installed size, 7370. Package, curses term.
I stopped the speech and read the current line again. I'll keep going down.
Priority, standard. Section, admin. Installed size, 7376.
It takes around 7 megabytes on your hard drive. That's larger than I... at thought.
Maintainer, Joe Klager and Gersis, maintap.fn.org.
There's the email address for the person or group that maintains that package. And now if you press I again, I believe it'll take you back to the original display of the summary and the description.
Gersis term, additional, blank. Gersis base package, there are far too many to list here.
I'm going to move up to the middle line on the screen, since that's where we want the review cursor to be.
This package contains blank. Cursor term not installed. Install was new package. Standard.
Okay. By default, when you run deselect for the first time, it selects all packages in the standard section. You may or may not want this, depending on the speed of your internet connection, if you're using the internet to download packages, the amount of disk space on your system, and what you want to use it for. Packages in the standard section include things like Emacs, which is quite large, the LaTeX typesetting and publishing system, and some network servers for NFS, FTP, Telnet, and some other things. And you may not want to have all of these things selected automatically. So, if you want to deselect the standard packages as a whole and then select the ones you want one at a time, you can do this with the capital D key. And now I will read the current line once again.
Cursor term not installed. New package was new package. Standard.
And as it said, the status is now not installed. So, that gives you an idea of how to browse around the package list and find out information about the currently selected package. Now, I will show you how to find a specific package and install it. For this, I'm going to use as an example the Mutt email client, which is what I've been using lately. and I like it. So also, it's actually open source software, which has been prepackaged for Debian, unlike Pine. So I will be using Mutt in the future to demonstrate email under Debian. To search for the Mutt package, I use the slash key, which is, as you might notice, the same as the search command in VI and less.
Search for.
Now I'll type in the name of the package in all lowercase.
M-U-T-T. NNSTD mail pack.
Okay. It took me two presses of the control key to stop the speech this time. I think that's a bug in SpeakUp. In any case, I'm going to read the line where the review cursor is parked once again.
But not installed. New package was. New package. Standard.
And Mutt is also in the standard section. Now I will go down and read the summary and description.
Mutt text-based mail reader supporting MIME. GPG, PGP, and reading.
GPG and PGP are two pieces of encryption software. I have GPG on my system, but don't use it very often.
Blank. Mutt is a sophisticated text-based mail user agent. Some highlights. OMIME supports including RFC 1522 encoding slash decoding of 8-bit message. Headers. OPGP slash MIME supports RFC 2015. O Advanced IMAP client supporting Kerberos authentication and SSL. Encryption. OPOP 3 support.
So we can get your email by from a POP3 server, so you don't have to use FetchMail for that if you don't want to.
O mailbox spreading both strict and non-strict. Description of MUT, 58%, press D for more.
Okay, as you can hear, there wasn't room for the whole description in the bottom half of the screen, and you can go down a line at a time with the lowercase D key. There may be a way to go down a half screen at a time. I'm not sure about that. I'm a little rusty on the more advanced features of deselect. So you get an idea of what Mutt is and the kinds of things it supports. So now, to install it, or more precisely, select it to be installed, I press the plus key on the regular keyboard. Now, the plus key on the keypad is used to read the current screen and speak up.
Help. Introduction to conflict slash dependency resolution. Sublist dependency slash conflict resolution. Introduction. One or more of your choices have raised a conflict or dependency problem. Some packages should only be installed in conjunction with certain others, and some combinations of packages may not be installed together. You will see a sublist containing the packages involved. The bottom half of the display shows relevant conflicts and dependencies you cite to cycle between that, the package descriptions, and the internal control information. A set of suggested packages has been calculated, and the initial markings in this sublist have been set to match those, so you can just hit return to accept the suggestions if you wish. You may abort the changes which caused the problems, and go back to the main list, by pressing capital X. You can also move around the list and change the markings so that they are more like what you want, and you can reject my suggestions by using the capital D or RTC the V bindings help screen. You can use capital Q to force me to accept the situation currently displayed, in case you want to override a recommendation or think that the program is mistaken. Press space to leave help and enter the sublist. Remember, press for help. Help menu space exit help. Next help or a help page key.
Okay, let's look around this list of dependencies. I don't think there are any package conflicts here, but you never know. I don't think I've ever actually selected Mutt using deselect. And there are some things that deselect will catch that apt will not. For example, I mentioned last week, and we saw that one package might recommend another. Apt doesn't really pay any attention to these recommendations. Deselect almost requires you to install the recommended packages. And I think that's actually a good idea, especially for novice users. So Now I press the space key to go into this to this package selection screen.
Select recursive package list.
I press the enter key on the keypad, and I think that will put me back to where the review cursor was parked. Let's see.
Interrelationships affecting what?
I think we're back on the bottom line. So, which is where the real cursor actually is. So, let me go back to the middle line of the screen, since this package selection screen has the same format as the main one.
Blank, 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 blank. Let's suggest milk, PGP or PGP pipeline.
And on our way up, we'll read the bottom half of the screen for this current package selection.
Let's suggest ISBEL.
There's ISBEL, the standard spelling checker under Linux.
Let's suggest SerialView.
We'll see what that package is later.
Let's suggest Cyanine Data.
I'm not sure what that one is.
Let's not install, install was. New package. Standard.
There we have the status information for MUT. Let's go down through this menu.
Cyanine Data not installed. New package was. New package. Extra.
For the purpose of this tutorial, I'll skip this one.
Earlier not installed. New package was. New package. Optional.
Now this one is interesting. So, let's press the I key to flip to the summary and description display.
Earlier extractor. Earlier not installed. New package was. New package. Optional.
Now, let's read the summary and the description.
Earlier extract URLs from text. Blank. This utility is used to extract URL from text files, especially from mail. Messages in order to launch some browser to view them. This used to be a part of MUT but has now become an independent tool. Blank.
So, if you install this program, then you can use it to look at web pages from the MUT email reader. That's a rather nice feature. So, before doing anything else, I'll go back to the middle line of the screen.
Part of message, this unit blank. Earlier not installed. New package was. New package. Optional.
And as you can see, deselect does not automatically mark for installation packages that are only suggested, as opposed to recommended or required. But I would like to have this package, so I'll press the plus key to mark it for installation.
Enough, Miss Girl. ISBEL not installed. New package was. New package. Standard.
I'll leave this one alone, and as you can hear, deselect automatically goes down to the next package after you have marked a package for installation or removal. Well, now we're done looking at this sublist for the of suggested packages for MUT. So I'll press the enter key to go back to the main package selection list.
And we'll conclude this particular look at Linux on main menu next week.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Yes, it's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of the main menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen wishing you a pleasant week.